investors avoid taxes and help communities. Opportunity zones, OZs, present a unique chance for investors to navigate around capital gains taxes while contributing to distressed communities. Enormous sums of money, often tied up in various assets, can find an escape route from capital gains tax when directed toward these designated communities in the United States. The idea is simple. Investors channel their capital gains into these zones, qualifying for tax deferments and, ideally, fueling positive changes in housing, businesses, and community development. The sweet spot? If investors keep their funds untouched for a decade, they earn complete tax forgiveness. The concept of offering tax incentives to promote investments in disadvantaged areas is not new. The Opportunity Zones legislation, enacted in December 2017 in the United States, echoes a similar approach taken by the UK with enterprise zones back in 1980. However, while the UK controlled zone designations at the national level, the results were mixed. Notable successes, like the Canary Wharf development in London, emerged, but overall gains didn't always justify the costs. Similar attempts in the United States under Presidents Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton faced obstacles, with some never passing into law and others underperforming once implemented. A vision by Sean Parker. Sean Parker is well known for his involvement in digital music sharing in the 1990s. He co-founded Napster at just 19, a free digital music sharing app that caused controversy among music industry executives. Napster became hugely popular, especially among young people, posing a threat to the traditional music sales industry. Parker showed early promise in technology, hacking into military networks at 15, which led to an FBI investigation and community service. He later raised venture capital to launch Plaxo, an online address book, but was expelled from the board in 2004. Luckily, Parker's girlfriend knew Mark Zuckerberg from Harvard. When Parker learned about Facebook, he met with Zuckerberg and joined the team. He played a key role in raising funds for Facebook and convincing Zuckerberg to leave Harvard to lead the company. However, Parker was eventually forced out of the startup due to drug charges. Sean Parker's rise, Opportunity Zone's vision. Sean Parker saw his fortunes rise with smart investments in Facebook and Spotify. As Facebook went public in 2012, Parker became a billionaire, gaining more fame with the film The Social Network in 2010. His flashy lifestyle and growing philanthropy made him a notable figure, leading him to focus more on doing good through politics by 2012. His idea for Opportunity Zones emerged after a trip to Southern Africa, where he saw the flaws in foreign aid. Parker believed wealthy individuals could invest in impoverished areas if given the right incentive. He saw trillions of dollars in untaxed capital gains that could be reinvested in the United States, creating jobs, housing, and opportunities to lift people out of poverty. Transform vision into legislation. Parker strategically formed a robust team to champion the Opportunity Zone legislation, turning a challenging and often unsuccessful process into a determined pursuit of success. Initiating the endeavor in January 2013 at the World Economic Forum, Parker faced initial setbacks but remained undeterred. Undeterred by the challenges, Parker enlisted attorney Steve Glickman, armed with White House experience, to help shape and promote his idea. Despite warnings that it could take a decade, Parker and Glickman forged ahead, establishing the Economic Innovation Group, EIG, in April 2013, with an initial investment of $2 million. To ensure a bipartisan image, Parker and Glickman recruited Republican lobbyist John Lettieri, enhancing the team's credibility. Collaborating with influential economists Kevin Hassett and Jared Bernstein, discussions unfolded in Parker's Greenwich Village residence and the Park Plaza Hotel Suite. In April 2015, IAG officially launched the Opportunity Zones Initiative with a press event in Washington, D.C. The team aimed to create local impact by unveiling an online distressed communities index, providing economic insights by zip code. This tool, utilized by the New York Times in a 2016 story, played a pivotal role in proposing over 40,000 opportunity zones across the country. Strategic decision-making. Seeking to overcome past obstacles, IGA strategically advocated for loose rules in designating opportunity zones. Simultaneously, they lobbied for investor-friendly terms, such as only requiring investment in the capital gains portion rather than the entire capital. Confident in their approach, IGA vetted the opportunity zone concept with investors, believing it offered a more attractive option compared to other tax breaks. Their strategy aimed at enticing wealthy investors while ensuring a positive impact on impoverished communities. With the hurdles recognized, IGA pressed on, anticipating Congress's approval and the president's signature. The team's journey from conception to national impact demonstrated resilience, strategic thinking, and an unwavering commitment to transformative legislation. Senators Scott and Booker take the lead. Glickman and Lettieri hit the jackpot when they brought Tim Scott and Cory Booker, rising stars in the U.S. Senate, on board for IGA. Scott and Booker, both African-American, were perfect choices to lead the initiative. Scott, with roots a few generations back in slavery, was driven to help struggling South Carolinian communities. Booker had already shown his commitment to Newark, where he was mayor. Both saw OZs as a way to achieve their goals. They were crucial in championing the legislation, but Scott especially played a key role in making OZs a reality. In April 2016, Senators Booker and Scott introduced the Investing in Opportunity Act. Many thought the bill had little chance. Only about 3% of bills became law. However, more and more co-sponsors in the Senate and House signed on in 2016 and 2017. IGA kept issuing press releases and promoting its agenda with the bill gaining momentum. Understand Opportunity Zone's downfalls. The Washington landscape changed when Republicans took over the White House and Congress in 2017. President Donald Trump, with his background in business, seemed like a good fit for IGA. However, in his first year, Trump's focus was not on Opportunity Zones, OZs. House leaders and the White House were not interested in OZs, as Trump's priorities were immigration, the border wall, and repealing Obamacare. An unexpected opportunity arose in August 2017. After a group of white supremacists attacked protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, Trump controversially stated there were very fine people on both sides. Republican Tim Scott, an African-American senator, publicly criticized Trump for this. Surprisingly, instead of a backlash, Trump invited Scott to the Oval Office. Trump asked Scott how he could help the black community, and Scott suggested supporting opportunity zones. This suggestion gave OZs the boost they needed. They were included in the tax bill before Congress and passed into law in December 2017, even as Democrats opposed tax reform. Unfulfilled promise for distressed communities. OZs became law with the tax cut bill, but the rules weren't published until 2019. Investors had to keep their money locked in for a decade without knowing the eventual taxation and withdrawal rules. Despite this uncertainty, existing IRS rules and hints of more favorable rules made OZ investments attractive to many. OZs also provided opportunities for governors and members of Congress to gain positive media attention. Interest in OZs grew after 2018. However, the challenge was attracting investor dollars, especially to areas where they were most needed. The legislation allowed states to decide which regions should be designated as OZs. Census tracts qualified based on meeting a low-income threshold or being adjacent to another qualifying tract. Governors could designate up to one-fourth of the qualifying zones in their states as OZs, with the final selection at their discretion. Who really benefits? Some governors, like Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, picked areas for opportunity zones that could boost the value of their family's land. In Florida, Rick Scott chose spots in West Palm Beach and upscale parts of Tampa as requested by billionaires. Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo covered chic Brooklyn and pricey parts of Manhattan in New York. When governors designated low-income areas as opportunity zones, these areas still had to compete with already gentrifying zones for investment. Investors were mainly interested in returns rather than social impact, with many having a duty to pursue safe investments. Consequently, a new Four Seasons hotel in a developing part of Portland would beat out a new office building in a struggling area of St. Louis every time, both qualifying as opportunity zones. Tax tool for the wealthy, but social mission falls short. In 2019, financier Anthony Scaramucci and others aimed to raise $1 trillion for Oz investments nationwide. Scaramucci's first investment, with Richard Branson, was in a fancy New Orleans hotel in the Warehouse District, all legal under Oz rules. The Trump administration expected $100 billion to flow into Oz areas, boosting them with jobs and businesses. Trump said deserving communities had never seen anything like it. Jared Kushner and his family also invested in New Jersey Oz projects. However, Scaramucci and others fell short of their goals. He raised just $10 million by 2019. Of the 8,764 designated Oz's in the U.S., only about 16% got any investment, fewer than 1,400. By April 2021, over 700 Ounces funds had raised $16 billion, but how much they spent is unclear. Fall short of expectations. In some places, like South Los Angeles and Erie, Pennsylvania, Oz funds worked as intended, bringing investments to struggling areas. But these success stories are rare. More often, the money goes to projects like cannabis farms, storage units that don't create jobs, and luxury dorms for wealthy students. This trend shows that the program is not meeting its goals. Many agree that the Oz program, which is only for the wealthy, has not lived up to its promise. It needs to be improved if it's going to help the communities and people it was meant to support. Key points. 1. Opportunity zones offer tax benefits to attract investors and improve distressed communities, but their impact varies. 2. Sean Parker's philanthropy transformed untaxed capital gains into opportunity zones, promoting sustainable investment for community development. 3. Bipartisan efforts by Senators Tim Scott and Cory Booker led to the creation of Opportunity Zones, signed into law in 2017, with support from President Trump. 4. Despite high hopes, only around 16% of Opportunity Zones have attracted investment, raising questions about their effectiveness. 5. Challenges in Opportunity Zones include vague regulations, favoritism towards affluent areas, and investor preferences for safer investments. 6. Transparent regulations and community involvement are needed to address challenges in opportunity zone implementation. 7. The impact of opportunity zones on distressed communities remains uncertain, with their effectiveness yet to be fully realized.